Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Boomerang Vengeance. In the 1870s, when Valentine, Arizona was known as Truxton, the country thereabouts was wild horse country. Because the big cattle ranches in Kingman, some miles to the southwest, were constantly increasing their remudas, a man could earn money by capturing and breaking the mustangs and selling them to the ranchers. Young Ted Bennett was doing such work. In fact, because of it, he would have lost his life had it not been for the Cisco Kid. As our story opens, a number of men are riding toward the big corral out back of Bennett's cabin. It's just coming daylight.
He'll hear us, Mr. Parr. He'll come out shooting. What do we do then? You say you don't want him killed.
No, Moose, not yet. Whoa, whoa. Shorty, you and Adam stand one on each side of that cabin door. When Bennett comes out, knock him unconscious with your gun barrels.
Right, sure, boss.
Then search the cabin and bring me all the private papers you can find. You understand? Now let's get those mustangs. Get up!
Hey, you want me and the boys to drive them to your big corral, eh, Mr. Parr?
How many times have I told you not to call it my corral, Moose? To all appearances, you own the outfit.
Oh, I'll try to remember. There's 30 mustangs in that corral, boss.
Good thing for us, Bennett picked out a brand that's easily branded over.
I'll have the boys get busy with the running iron as soon as we get the mustangs in the big corral. I sure don't know why you go to all this trouble for 30 broom tails, Mr. Parr. Ain't your kind of money in them, what with owning the bank.
The reason I go to all this trouble, Moose, dates back to some 25 years. The young Bennett's father.
Oh, getting even with the kid for something his old man done, huh?
That, my uncouth friend, is none of your business. Whoa!
I'll open the corral gate. Hey, there's Bennett. Coming out of the house now.
Yeah, and Shorty knocked him out very neatly. I'm sure in this half-light he didn't recognize any of us. Now let's go get those papers.
Cipriano think that the good trick, Cisco?
You mean the big fence around the waterhole back there, Cipriano?
Si. That the first wild horse trap Cipriano ever see. But Cipriano see a lot of new things since he take Pancho's place with Cisco.
Poor Pancho. He is having a hard time of it down there in Hermosillo.
Si. Pancho tried to get out of the bed too soon.
Yeah, that is never wise.
No. Oh, by the looks of the senor who ride this way, Cisco, he tried to get up too soon, too.
For a fact, something is wrong with him.
He is so sleepy, he not can hardly sit on his horse.
He is not sleepy, Cipriano. He's hurt.
Hmm?
He has a bandage on his head. Santos, he will fall off that horse any second. Podel, ho!
Oh, Ignacio, ho, mule!
With your permission, senor, I will stop your horse. Podel, ho, ho!
Thought I could follow my horse thieves.
Here, I'll help you down. Come on. Now, we'll go over in the shade. Here, lean on me, young senor. Sit down there.
Oh, that's the bad hit he get on the head, Cisco.
Here, take a drink of water from my canteen, senor. Here.
It's good, thanks.
You had better go to a doctor.
I'll be all right in a minute. Gotta catch those hombres.
Did you say something about horse thieves?
Yeah, a bunch of two-legged coyotes stole herd of my Mustangs.
Is your business trapping wild horses?
No, a friend of mine traps them. Bill Nolan. I buy them from him. Break them in the saddle. Sell them over in Kingman.
I have heard of Bill Nolan favorably. Were your Mustangs branded?
Yeah, that's the brand of my horse. My name's Ted Bennett, stranger.
Any relation to the late Sheriff John Bennett of Cedar City, Utah?
Yeah, he's my father.
I have friends who knew him as a great sheriff. If you like, Senor Bennett, Cipriano and I will do what we can to help you. Whenever you are ready, we will start.
Are they all branded over now?
Yep, that was the last one, Mr. Parr.
Good.
You couldn't tell now, but what has been your brand... I mean mine all the time.
Here's the receipt Bennett got from Bill Nolan after paying for those Mustangs. I'll keep that receipt. Now I must be getting back to town.
Hey. Who are these hombres riding in here? One on a mule and... By thunder, boss, one of them is young Bennett.
Yeah, so I see. I'm more concerned with the other two. Unless I'm mistaken, the big one is the Cisco Kid.
You're right. That's just who he is. I've been wanting to get a crack at him for a long time.
No, Moose. Cisco has brains. He can be dangerous to us.
What are you doing here, Mr. Parr?
Why, just inspecting this property with a view to loaning some of the bank's money.
Well, don't loan any of those Mustangs in that corral, because they belong to me.
Wait a minute. Them nags got my brand on them.
With your permission, hombre, we will see.
Go ahead, Cisco. You're so blasted smart.
Si, Cisco blasted smart. He blasted smarter than you by twice, hombre.
Look, there's that big gray stallion of mine, Cisco.
Is that your brand on him?
No, but he's my horse. They put a running iron on him, and he's been branded over.
Yeah, it was an expert job, Senor Bennett. Would be hard to prove.
Oh, you confounded horse thief, Clovel.
You little shrimp, come down off that horse. I'll teach you to call me a horse thief.
Keep your hands off him, hombre.
If you want trouble too, Cisco, you'll get it.
You are the one looking for trouble.
Close. Quit that fight. What did I say?
All right.
Well, you speak, senor, and this hombre stops fighting at once. Does he always obey your orders so quickly?
Never mind. But it's ridiculous to fight over this matter. The brand will identify the owner.
I gather you work in a bank, senor. Have you an interest in this big hombre's brand?
Certainly not. It's bad business for the bank when neighbors in the county start fighting.
I tell you, those are my Mustangs, brand or no brand. I'll get Bill Nolan to identify him, and I got his receipt at home.
Then you'd better produce Nolan and the receipt.
Yeah, let us go, Senor Bennett. For now, we can do nothing.
Cisco fix things for you yet, young senor.
But I ain't gonna leave my Mustangs here.
Let us go. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Ignacio, go.
Right.
I'm wondering if Bennett can now pay up on his loan.
We got him licked, boss. Even Cisco quit.
Let's not be too sure of that, Moose. Cisco suspects me, I could tell. For the rest of the day, I want you close at hand.
Can I talk to you a minute, Mr. Parr?
Certainly, Bennett. Should we go into my office? Have a chair.
Thanks. I'm here about the mortgage you hold on my place. I'd counted on selling the Mustangs today and paying off. As it is, I can't. Not till I can prove they're mine. So I'm hoping you'll give me a few more days.
Can't be done, Bennett. Money's rather tight. No, I'll have to hold you to that payment.
Meaning that if I don't pay today, you'll take over my place.
Lock, stock, and barrel. Pay up or get out. That's final.
All right. But I sure won't forget about this.
Most enjoyable. All right, Moose, come out. That big closet makes a nice listening post, eh, Moose?
Sure does, Mr. Parr. You cut him off right short.
I meant to. At the end of the day, we should have another ranch to add to your holdings, Moose.
Yeah, mine. But don't you think I better go and put a bullet in Bill Nolan? He can make trouble for us.
It's a good idea. No. No, wait. There's the Cisco kid and his partner over across the plaza.
Yeah, walking over this way.
Get back in the closet, Moose, and keep your guns handy.
Did you find what you expect to find in the registry office, Cisco?
See, I did, Cipriano. Now we will go and talk to Senor Parr.
Why he not come right out and say place out there belong to him?
For reasons of his own, amigo. Underhanded reasons.
Well, we could go tell the sheriff, Cisco. Look, the sheriff out front of his office, he watch us, too.
No, we will not tell him anything just yet, Cipriano.
Hey, you two, wait a minute.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
Well, aren't you the Cisco kid?
Si, and this is mi compañero, Cipriano.
Buenos dias, Senor Sheriff.
What you two doing here in Truxton?
Attending to a little business for a friend of ours, Senor Ted Bennett.
Is that all right, Sheriff?
Well, I reckon so. I don't know if you're an outlaw or not, Cisco. I've heard you are and I heard you ain't. So just watch your step while you're in this town.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
Is Sheriff satisfied now, Cisco?
He seems to be. Let us go.
Si.
Are you here to see me, Cisco?
Si, Senor Parr.
Come this way. I won't ask you to sit down. I'm a busy man. Now, what is it?
Just what kind of a game are you trying to play?
What do you mean?
The brand on those Mustangs is registered in your name.
By George, I keep forgetting that. You see, some time ago, I sold that ranch out there to Moose Clovel, but I neglected to have the brand re-registered in his name.
In this territory, the brand would automatically become his, unless you made a request to the contrary.
Things can be overlooked, Cisco, even by the men in the registry office.
Things can also be overlooked by hombres like you. You are a disgrace to the banking business.
Now, see here, Cisco.
I am talking, hombre. Get your hat. We are going to take a ride.
You better close the bank. We will not be back for some time.
This is outrageous.
We are going to inspect the bronze on those Mustangs under a magnifying glass. I think what we find will be very interesting to the sheriff.
Get your hands up, Cisco. I don't make a wrong move. You too, old one.
Is big hombre, Cisco, with gun.
Well done, Moose. Very well done. You stopped these bank robbers just in time.
Bank robbers?
What did you say?
I have the upper hand now, Cisco, and I intend to make good use of it.
And indeed, it does look as if Parr had the upper hand. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right. But it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal. Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Boomerang Vengeance. By chance, Cisco and Pancho's great-uncle Cipriano met young Ted Bennett, whose 30 Mustangs had been stolen and branded over by Parr's men. Finding the brand registered in Parr's name,
Cisco and Cipriano went to the bank and ordered Parr to come with them. Just then, the banker's hulking henchman, Moose Clovel, came out of a closet and covered Cisco and Cipriano with his guns. No.
We are not bank robbers, hombre. You know we are not.
See, this is the put-up job, no?
But the sheriff doesn't know you're not bank robbers, Cisco. Keep him covered, Moose. I'll go call the sheriff.
Wait a minute, boss. There's a better way than that to handle bank robbers.
Yes, I understand. It's quite legal to shoot down such outlaws, isn't it?
That's just what I mean. Keep them hands up, Cisco.
Nah, just a moment, big hombre. I would like to point something out to you and at you.
Look out, Moose! That's the way, Cisco. Shoot the gun out of his hand.
Hey, you bullcat. Gun or no gun, I ain't going to take that from nobody.
You murdering coyote. This will be a pleasure.
Sheriff!
Next time, you will think twice before planning such murder.
What's all the shooting and fighting? What's going on here?
Arrest these two men, Sheriff. They were trying to rob this bank.
That is a lie, Sheriff.
We're not never rob nothing.
Are you going to believe me or them?
You, of course, Mr. Parr. All right, Cisco, don't give me any trouble. You and your partner are under arrest. Go on, into the prisoner's cage, both of you. All right, boys. Now I got these two desperators locked up. I won't need you anymore. Much obliged. Well, Cisco, so you tried to rob that bank. I wouldn't say that was very smart.
We not try to rob bank, Sheriff. We tell you that again.
Wait, Cipriano. The sheriff is not to blame. We must admit appearances were against us.
But sheriff ought to know Cisco not rob banks.
No matter. At least you are a good man, Sheriff. You are right on hand when needed.
Well, thanks, Cisco. I reckon that's the first compliment I ever got from a nombre I just arrested.
Cipriano not give you no compliments? No.
Cipriano, be polite. Then perhaps the sheriff will answer a few questions for me.
Depends on what they are.
Well, how long has Senor Parr lived here in Truxton?
Oh, 10 or 12 years, I guess. Come here from somewhere up in Utah, they say. He started a bank going, and, well, he prospered along with the bank.
You say from somewhere in Utah. By any chance, was that from Cedar City?
I don't know, Cisco. Never asked him. If a man behaves and minds his business, nobody asks questions. Parr keeps to himself. He ain't married. Lives alone in that big brown house 2 doors down the street from the bank. That's all I know about him.
Just one more question. Who owns the Bar L Rancho?
The Bar L?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Parr did own it. He sold to Moose Clovel.
Then why does Senor Parr still own the Bar L brand?
He can't own it. I just told you, Cisco.
Well, you go look in the registry, Sheriff. You find out.
You had also better find out about the 30 Mustangs stolen from Ted Bennett's corral this morning. And why they now wear the Bar L brand.
You accusing Mr. Parr of being a horse thief?
Well, since I am in no position to find out from inside this cage, I'm asking you to find out.
That's a good one, Mr. Parr, horsey.
Very well. I will find out as soon as I can. Oh, meanwhile, I will take a siesta. Could I trouble you, Senor Sheriff, to bring in that bench by the outer door there?
Well, all right. Yeah, it would be a mite softer in the floor.
You would talk nice and friendly to the sheriff, Cisco.
I wanted him to bring the bench. We may be able to escape.
How we do that?
Shh. Here he comes back. You be ready, Cipriano.
No tricks now, Cisco.
How you think of such a thing, Sheriff?
Lift the bench in here, Sheriff. I'll take this one in.
Yeah, that blasted bench is heavy. Stay back in that cage now.
See. There. I have it. One good hard shove. Knock over, Sheriff.
Grab his gun, Cisco.
Just what I'm going to do, Cipriano. All right. Make no noise, Sheriff.
Why, you double-crossing sideways?
I made no promises. Stand up. All now. Into the cage, Senor Sheriff.
If I don't get even with you for this...
Drop your gun, Cipriano. I'll get mine as we go out. Hasta la vista, Sheriff. We'll see you later.
You maverick, sir.
All right. Around and back of the jail, Cipriano. I do not want us to be seen.
Well, where are we going now, Cisco?
First, I want to search Parr's house. We may find some evidence against him.
people don't get suspicious. You closing the bank this time of day, Mr. Farr.
Everyone knows of the attempted bank robbery, Moose. I merely explained I wanted to go over all the accounts.
No. And they think you're in the bank working on them, huh?
Yes. I don't believe anyone saw us ride down the dry creek bed from the back of the bank.
You sure think of everything, boss.
Yeah, a man has to keep his wits about him in order to succeed and get a fitting revenge.
Revenge?
That's what I said, Moose. Turning to more urgent matters, isn't that Bill Nolan's camp up on that hill?
Yep. Hey, by thunder, that's Nolan riding down the trail this way.
Turn your horse into the brush, quick. Now, whoa.
Whoa, boy. Easy now.
Nolan won't see us here, and you can get him as he rides down.
I'll make it good, too.
Sure you do.
We don't want to take a chance on having Nolan testify against us.
I'll get him. Just wish he was that Cisco kid.
For now, Cisco's being well taken care of. Next, we'll get that young whelp of a Bennett. I'd hope to break him slowly, but as things stand, be better to kill him as soon as possible.
You sure sound vicious against him.
When you've been in prison for...
In prison? You?
That slipped. It'll do no harm to tell you, Moose, and it'll be a relief to me. Young Bennett's father was the sheriff up in Cedar City, Utah, years ago. He caught me in a stage hole-up and sent me to prison for 10 years.
I begin to get the idea.
I swore I'd get Sheriff Bennett when I got out. But he died meantime, so I swore to get the son. Gradually.
I reckon you made a good start, boss.
Keep your eyes open, Moose. Nolan's getting closer.
Yep. This rifle will reach him now.
Let him get a little nearer. It's best to make sure always.
You say when?
Anytime now.
Here goes, then. Got him. He sure dropped off that horse quick.
Almost too quickly. If he moves, give him another bullet.
He ain't moving. None of them do after I fire at him.
All right, then. Let's get back. Get up.
Get up. Get up. Hey, wait a minute, boss.
Whoa. What's the matter?
Hey, look back there. Riding down the same trail from the camp.
It's Bennett.
Yeah. He must have been up there telling Nolan the whole story. Maybe looking over some more of Nolan's Mustangs.
Perhaps even to try to raise some money quickly. Come on, Moose. We'll get him.
You find some things in Senor Parr's house, Cisco?
Si, Cipriano, I did. Among other things, I found some very interesting old newspaper clippings about Senor Parr. Only in those days, he was known as Partel.
The bandido?
Si.
We fix him, no? After we find Senor Nolan.
That rancher said Nolan's horse camp was at the end of this trail.
Maybe Senor Bennett at horse camp too, Cisco.
Perhaps. At least he was not at his rancho.
He tell us this morning he was going to see Senor Nolan.
We should be there in a few more minutes, Cipriano. And then we'll find out for sure. Listen.
Sound like the shooting to Cipriano.
Well, then, who?
Oh, Ignacio. Somebody is out for the hunt, no?
I do not think so, amigo. Let us get closer. Come on, everybody. Yeah.
Go, Ignacio. Go, mule. Come on, mule. Get up. Now, maybe those shots up around the horse camp, Cisco.
Maybe they are. That does not sound like hunting fire to me, Cipriano.
Not sound like target fire, neither.
They better stop right here before somebody takes a shot at us. Go there.
Oh, Ignacio. Yeah. You see who do that shooting, Cisco?
No, I cannot. But I can see Senor Bennett's horse up on that trail. And up above that is the horse camp.
Senor Bennett and Senor Nolan not shoot at each other, Cisco.
I hardly think they would. Two hombres are together up there. That puff of gun smoke came from up near Senor Bennett's horse.
So the two hombres shoot at Senor Bennett.
It looks that way, Cipriano.
All right,
down off your mule.
Si, Cisco, bueno. Ignacio not never like to go uphill anyway.
Maybe those two hombres are the banker and the big one. Come, we'll find out.
Cipriano, come along, Cisco. But Cipriano not like to walk any better than Pancho like to walk.
Quieto. We do not want them to hear us. Wait here a moment.
Well, I figure one of our bullets wounded him, boss. What do you say we rush him?
It's the big one.
Shh. Not a bad idea, Moose.
Not let them do that, Cisco. Not let them kill Senor Bennett.
Cipriano Santos.
Hey, do you hear that, boss? Somebody hiding just back along this trail.
Yes, I heard it. Come on, we'll see.
Watch it, Cipriano.
Let him have it, Moose.
Right, boss. I have missed, blast it.
But I'm not going to miss this punch.
Thank you.
If I can help it.
Bandito! Behind you, Cisco! Look out!
Lucky for me, I dropped to the ground. Just when I did part.
I'll kill you, Cisco!
It so happens, hombre. I do not like to be killed by such as you.
They're not shoot any more now, Cisco.
Not after you tie them, Cipriano. Tie them tightly, too.
Si, Cisco. Cipriano like this job better than Ronnie.
Señor Bennett!
Adieu, Cisco.
Si, are you all right?
Didn't get a scratch. Bill Nolan got hit, but I hope pulled through all right. We'll see you got them two killers.
Also, some papers from the home of the one who calls himself Parr. They will interest you. And here is your receipt from Señor Nolan.
Well, that buzzard Parr. He's always been against me for some reason.
You will understand when you read these papers, Señor Bennett. His was a vengeance that boomeranged.
Cisco.
Si, Cipriano.
Pancho, send word he glad Señor Bennett get his Mustangs back.
That is good.
Si. Pancho also glad that Parr and the big hombre go to the prison.
I thought he would be.
Si. And finally, Pancho send his very best regards to Señor Ted Bennett.
We will see that Señor Ted Bennett gets Pancho's very best regards.
Pancho not know Señor Bennett, but he liked the name.
Is that why he sent his regards?
Si, Cisco.
Well, sometimes a person is attracted to a particular name.
Si. Cipriano not like Cipriano's name.
You do not like your name, Cipriano?
Not like the name. But it's lucky thing for me, I got that name, Cipriano.
Now, wait a minute, amigo. If you do not like the name Cipriano...
Si?
Why do you say it is lucky for you to have that name?
Oh, that's very easy, Cisco.
All right, then, tell me, why are you lucky to have the name Cipriano?
Because that is what everybody keeps calling me.
Oh, Cipriano!
Oh!
Cisco! Yeah. Go,
Ignacio! Go, mule! Go!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with a picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's, too. Because man, woman, boy, or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.